3 to 4 on halftime. JP Howcroft is with us, our dual international, and we've got a very special guest in the studio, JP. What do you got planned for the next year?
A couple of things, maybe.
A couple of things.
Maybe watch some A-League, watch the back end of the Ashes.
So you'll be watching some sport through the next
bit.
Year.
A lot? Maybe not every day.
Not every day? Well, you're falling behind our special guest, Kieran Blake, who we call Beefy here on Halftime. He's got a project up and going called 365 Days of Sport. You can check out the website, 365daysofsport.com, to find out more. I want to find out more. Beefy, g'day.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you in. You've just given me the itinerary you've got. I'm just going by the title.
Yep.
I've got a feeling that you might be involved in some sporting activity every day for a year. Is that right?
Yeah, probably for about 365 days, I reckon.
You remember it's a leap year next year, you know that.
Yeah, I have to factor that in.
Where did this concept come up from?
Well, same with any wild concept. You're in the pub with your mates on a Saturday night. You've probably had five or six too many. And you just think, you know, I think the original concept was, well, how many sports could you really go and see, or... and how many beers can you drink at the same time? And it was kind of just grew from there. And as I kind of kept this kind of project to myself more and more, just as I got a bit older, I thought, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So why not? Why not try and go and see every sport on the planet? But let's try and give it a time frame. So we'll go and see a different sport every day for a year.
So how do you do that? How do you physically plan for a calendar year's worth of sport? There must be a lot of traveling.
There is a lot of travelling. At the minute, it's something like 49 countries, 220 flights, bit of driving, bit of travelling, bit of night flight, so that we can kind of keep going. But we haven't kind of just limited ourselves to just go and, oh, we're just going to go and watch the sport. We've decided for every sport that we go and watch, we'll also do a 10-minute web show about each and every sport, interview some of the players and the spectators, and... yeah, we'll just throw a bit of light on some of the sports you've never seen.
And there are plenty of them, by the way, considering the list you've got in front of me. Firstly, who's we?
I do the show with a Kiwi mate of mine called Rob Bryars, and he's kind of the creative side of things, and I'm kind of just the sports mad, crazy guy that's kind of come up with the concept.
There's a lot of questions that need to be asked.
Fire away.
Well, a couple of ones that I think most people would be sort of thinking at the moment. 365 days is a long time.
Yes, it is.
Are you a single man? Or you're about to be?
I think I'm about to be, yeah, that's right. So she might get put on the shelf for 365 days. And saying that, though, we're going to spend quite a bit of time in Europe, quite a bit of time in the States, and obviously in Rio. She's thinking, oh, I might get a bit of holiday out of this.
Right, okay. So there's some side benefits there for the partner. Do you have a job, or did you have one?
I do have a job at the minute, but obviously that's going to come to an end pretty quickly.
And where's the cash coming from? Because this isn't going to be cheap, I wouldn't
think. The cash at the minute, we've been talking to sponsors for quite a while. And, we've got people like TripAdvisor and Red Bull, hopefully going to push the button fairly quickly and give us the all clear to get going on this. And as you can see, Harv, from the itinerary I've given you, this is version 2. It's actually about version 22, but the official version. So originally we meant to start a month today.
Right.
And things just got a bit delayed, so we changed the itinerary. So the first 3 or 4 weeks are now in Australia. So we're just going to get momentum going. We'll start building up some following. Obviously, the social media side of this is enormous. That's where it's all based through. And all things being well, I mean, like I said, we'll get going the first 3-4 weeks in Australia. Then we head over to Dubai for 2.5 weeks to we'll get the Formula One in there. And it's the World Air Games are in Dubai at the same time. So there's things like parachuting and paragliding and some weird things that take place in the air that how the hell we're going to cover it, I've got no idea. I'm definitely not doing a parachute and jump just to film somebody do something else, that's for sure.
No, don't do that.
So if you were going to try and think of 365 sports, how many do you reckon you'd get into before you were...
I reckon I'd get 25.
Get onto Google. I know.
I'd get 25, I reckon, before you had to go to the Google
It's quite interesting now because obviously all my friends, obviously we've known about this for about 2-3 years that it's going to happen. I get emails now from all over the world saying, Beefy, do you know about this sport? And more often than not, I can tell them when the World Championships is, what country, and the date. So, you know, things like, somebody rang me up and said, I've seen this cycle ball the other day. I said, oh, yeah, the World Championships in Malaysia on the 21st of November this year. And they, oh, really? Okay, yeah, no worries.
So number 64 I've got on New Year's Eve.
64, you're at 64 already.
31st of December, we've got tar barrels.
Ah, yes.
What's the bloody hell
of tar barrels?
Tar barrels, it's an old pagan tradition where basically to celebrate New Year's Eve, I think people actually put barrels, they cover barrels in tar, set them on fire, and then carry them, run them through the town while the barrels are on fire. And obviously, the you know, you've got to get there as quickly as you can before either you burn and cause yourself dramatic injury.
Well, we don't want you to burn or cause yourself dramatic injury.
Yeah, I won't be doing that one.
Tarbra, I couldn't get over item number one. Now, you kick off on October 23. That's the first day of the 365 days, JP. You've skipped number one, forklifting. Now, I've got a fork at home, and I've lifted it every now and then. But what the hell is forklifting?
Well, actually, it's the Australian Forklifting Championships.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it goes without saying. There's a championships involved. It's in Brisbane. And I'm guessing the idea is to for the guys in the warehouse trade to show how good they are, moving pallets around and a bit of stacking, perhaps loading a couple of trucks.
Right, forklifting. Okay, good.
It's all about precision half, as you know.
Yeah, I'm very much into precision. Yep. Trugo? Talk to me about Trugo.
It's Melbourne's only unique sport. Well, there's a few, but it's only in Melbourne. Invented by the railwaymen. It's kind of croquet crossed with quoits, and they stand backwards on a bowling green, and they hit a rubber, well, puck, so to speak, between their legs backwards to a pole at the other end of the bowling green. It's look into it. It's Melbourne's kind of own unique sport.
Now, I know
never
what.
Never heard of Trugo.
I know what this is, but I'm sure our listeners, if they don't, would love to know what it is. What's Aunt Sally?
Aunt Sally, well, John, I know you've got a bit of a background from Oxford. It's a kind of a at the back of a pub, it's a variation on Skittles where they've got pins and they basically throw another pin at the Skittles to try and knock them down. It's a bit old school and it's a very, well, very ancient game as well. And it's good, on the plus side, it's good to see that some traditions, especially in the UK, are being kind of maintained and withheld and carried on and continued through, you know, modern ages where they're competing against, you know, e-sports and everything else and, you know, football on the TV, basically.
Well, you can't get enough of that sort of action. Christmas tree throwing is one of my favourite too in Germany.
Yep.
On the 3rd of Jan.
That's a world championship, by the way, Huff, if you're interested. You could be a world champion.
I would like to be a world champion at something. I'm trying to find my calling.
I like
maybe Haxie Hood's my thing. What's Haxie Hood?
Yeah, Haxie Hood is and also you may have seen variations of the old ancient football. Or fit bar, as they call it, and it's the idea is to get up the two goals are either end of the town, and it's a mass brawl football where they basically throw a ball into the middle of the village, and two teams have to wrestle the ball either up to the top or down the bottom. It goes on for days.
It would have to, yeah.
Yeah, and it goes through stream. The goals may be the other side of a river, so they have to kind of ruck and maul the ball through the river and everything. It's wild.
And in
people get fingers ripped off and they don't even know.
Ooh, no, don't want that.
In September in Durham, is that Connecticut?
Oh, that's the Durham County Fair, yes.
The Durham County Fair where there's toilet seat tossing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seed spitting.
Yes, I could be good at that.
Mud pit tug of war.
I think you can tell it's a bit of a redneck games, these ones.
Bobbing for pig's feet.
Now there's your winner right there. Bobbing for pig's feet or your mud pit belly flop splash.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Beef. So, I've got a feeling you might be right at that one, Beef.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a good go.
Stay with us, mate. I want to talk more about this because this is fascinating. If you want to find out more, go to the website, 365daysofsport.com. We'll talk more about the social media stuff after this. But if you're TripAdvisor or a Red Bull and you're listening, pay up. Come on. This is good. 14-4. JP Howcroft, always a guest on a Wednesday on Halftime. Great to have his company. Also, a pleasure to have Kieran Blake in with us, who's taking on a very, very big task to be a part of or watch sport for 365 days of the year. 365daysofsport.com is the website to find out more details. Starts on October 23 with the forklifting in, where is it, Beefy?
Brisbane,
yeah, yep. Of course. How could I forget? How could I forget that? Tell me, you get to do some pretty cool things.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Olympics before, the Rio Olympics. If you're going to go to an Olympics, I reckon that's the one you probably circle on the calendar and say, righto, this is going to be the time. Rio's where I'm going. Well done.
Pretty sure. I mean,
well done.
What more can you ask as well? And obviously, beach volleyball being an Olympic sport, that's its natural home.
And you get what do you get? 3 weeks out of it?
Yeah,
out beautiful. Of the calendar.
Yeah, two and a bit.
Two and a bit.
I think we're off to, as soon as the Olympics finishes, though, we're off to a big surfing festival in Hawaii straight after Rio, so but hard life at the end.
Yeah, that sounds like a rough period through August, July and August. What about the most extreme part of the world you'll be going to?
Yeah, we're going to the Winter Arctic Games in Greenland.
Ooh, you're not words you want to put together too often.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough call to get to Nuuk. But it's also got one of the strangest sports. It's all based on Eskimo and Inuit sports, the Arctic Games, as well as a few other traditional ones. But they do a sport called airplane. Now, airplane is the actual I know where it comes from. You've got to lie on the floor, basically prostrate, arms out, legs out, and four big Eskimo guys pick you up by the extremes, by the wrists and the ankles, and they pick you up and they walk you as far as you can, but your body has got to stay taut.
Right.
So when your body becomes floppy, that's when you stop. So that is the sport of airplanes. So I guarantee not many people have heard of that one.
Brilliant.
A plank whilst carried by Eskimos in the snow.
Don't pretend you haven't done it.
Imagine inventing that. Thinking, hey, that's a good idea.
How good's my core going to be?
What about finger pull?
Oh, now my dad did this as a kid. Now, things happen when you did that, when you pulled the finger.
That's right.
what the hell is that?
Well, on a predominantly fish diet for the Eskimos, I don't know what's going to happen. But finger pull. It's literally the finger pull wrestling. That's as much as it is. And obviously the German variation, finger hacken, where they get the band and they sit either side of the table and the Germans or the Bavarians wedge themselves up against these tables and they try and pull each other to the other side of the table, which is, if you on YouTube, you want to see something very funny, watch the Bavarians go at finger hacking or finger wrestling. It's very funny.
Gee whiz.
And anyone listening that thinks that you're not qualified to do any of these activities.
Yes.
You used to be a high performance athlete yourself. And the first test that we've just had, the first Ashes test at Sapphire Gardens, that used to be your home ground.
Yeah, I was with Glamorgan when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I played a bit of kind of first class and minor candies cricket. So that's kind of, as you can tell, I'm not quite Australian. And I got sponsored to come to Australia and play and kind of just moonlighted ever since.
Good for you, by the way. You've managed that. How long did you spend at Glamorgan?
I was just there the 1 year. Unfortunately, I did my back. And they released me.
Yep.
So I kind of had to rebuild my career. And in the end...
Was that when Viv was at Glamorgan?
Yeah, that was the last year of Viv's tenure at Glamorgan. And obviously we won a few trophies around that time as well.
What was he like to deal with around the club, Sir Isaac?
He had an aura about him. I'm just going to tell you one story because this kind of sums up the man. You'd be in early season, pre-season nets. There was no 2020 leagues around the world. Obviously, Viv would have been all over it around then. But so April time, you come in, you bowl for a couple of hours at your Steve James and your Hugh Morris and your Matthew Maynards, all these guys that played for England. And Viv would kind of wander around the back of the nets and all of a sudden he'd put his pads on, pick up a bat and he'd walk into the nets and you bowl three or four balls at him and he'd smash them back in the nets and he'd just pick his bat up and walk out and he'd just say, "No need to practice today, man. I'm hitting them okay." And that was it for Viv. So, that just sums him up.
Oh, how good would that have been?
I feel like Ian Bell right now.
Very similar. Just walking out. Very similar. Ian Bell doesn't need to practice. He's going busted.
Three, four balls. Yeah, that's about all I'll face.
That sounds like a hell of a time at Glamorgan. But this sounds like a hell of a time as well. 365 days of sport. You got a Twitter and Facebook account as well?
Yeah, just the same. Facebook, 365 days of sport. Twitter is 365 days of sport. We'll try and keep it consistent at least.
No, that's the best way, the best messaging you can get out there. Good luck, mate. It's a fascinating idea. I'd love to know if you get tired of sport at any stage through the journey.
I'm not tired of it yet, so there's no need to start now.
You haven't started yet. We're going to check in with you along the journey.
Yeah, definitely. Give me a ring and find out where Beefy is today, because I could well be. I'll either be in Greenland or America or could be anywhere, so feel free.
I want to see if that finger pull is exactly how you say, or if it's my dad's version when I was a young fella. We will see. Good on you, Beefy. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, Huff. Thanks, JP.
Kieran Blake, Beefy, our man. He's officially halftime zone. 365 days of sport type extravaganza, and we'll follow his progress through the year as well. JP, we'll get to a break. Come back after this.